Welcome into Fantasy Football Sunday with Mac Morey.
Joffrey Reynolds.
Who is Joffrey Reynolds?
Running back, Calgary Stampeders.
Be sure to follow Mac on Twitter at MacJMorey25.
Four touchdowns, drops a 40-burger on me.
This is your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's the man, the myth, the Mac.
Damn right on a Sunday. Hello, how are you? How you doing? How you living? How you feeling? Fantasy Football Sunday live on 96.5 The Fan. It's your home for the Kansas City Chiefs, who they do play football today. They got a game against the Denver Donkeys. It's a big one. It's a big one, Mustard. It's the biggest one of the season, and I might be saying that every Sunday until we get to the playoffs, where the Chiefs hopefully will be represented, and a lot of that lies on today's game. A lot of those chances lie on the fate of today's game at 3:25. And of course, you can start listening to coverage right here on 96.5 The Fan. I'm live until 10 o'clock. Jay Bankley, the Bankster, live until noon on After Hours with our guy, Jacob Musters, who is also with me. And then, of course, Josh Briscoe takes over for the Chiefs Radio Network, the Chiefs pregame show, Chiefs postgame show. He'll go live at high noon, and he'll be live up until the game gets going at 3:25. I hope the Bankster was able to give you a little bit of fantasy football advice last Sunday. I'm sorry I was not with you. I was in España, and it was fantastic, and it was great, and very, very fun. It was awesome. Good food, but I missed you guys. I missed football. I missed fantasy. Let's do this, guys. We are running out of time to get back into the swing of things, to get back in the standings, to make a good trade, right? A lot of your trade deadlines may have already happened. It may be today. It may be next week, depending on where you play. That's why we will still talk some trade deadlines in this first segment. We'll talk buy lows, sell highs. We'll talk injuries in this first segment. And then, of course, we'll get to max matchups, and we'll get to our start or sit text segment. And that's important to all of you guys. 913-586-7965 is the number that you need to know to be a part of the last 20 minutes of the show. Text in all of your questions. Hey, I've got these three guys. I've only got two slots. Hey, Saquon Barkley hasn't been what I thought. What do you think about Woody Marks? I really like his matchup against the Titans today. Whatever it may be, we can talk about it. I will do my best to guide you in the right direction. Again, 913-586-7965 is the number to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. And this is Fantasy Football Sunday. I'm live with you for the next 57 minutes, so take advantage of that number. This show brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. We do have a football game on right now. Dolphins Commanders, technically Dolphins at Commanders, even though this is the first game in Madrid, Spain, España, where I just was. I was in Madrid for a couple of days before going to Seville. Right now, that game tied 3-3 with 2.5 left in the first quarter. Commanders are about to kick it off to the Dolphins. This is a titillating 3-7 matchup, baby. A lot going on. So we'll keep you updated with that, and as it pertains to fantasy football. Not a lot of points to be had right now, Mustard. I haven't been keeping up with the game as I've been kind of getting the show. Have you seen been a big play? Has someone caught a big pass?
No, Zach Ertz has got a couple. If okay. You have him as a streaming tight end, Devon Achane is, you know, getting his early work, and I think he's already at 2 or 3 points, and they've only had one drive. So I'd consider that a good start for your running back one on most teams.
No, that's not bad at all, actually. I would take that. So let's get started here. Just talking about some of the injuries that are in store for today. And of course, I just get this off of Adam Schefter's Twitter. He tweets this every Saturday at some point, and then we kind of start to dissect that and what it means for us in this Sunday, right? Because there are a lot of injuries mounting up. We're in week 12 now? Week 11. Yeah. Week 11 now. So a lot of injuries are mounting. These are the guys injured today as it pertains to fantasy football, not counting defense players. If you're in IDP league, sorry, I'm not. It's never tickled my fancy in IDP league. I have one of my best friends in an IDP league. He's always like, dude, Myles Garrett got 24 points today. I'm like, what is going on? I don't understand. But that's probably what someone who doesn't play fantasy football thinks that I sound like. So Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, obviously not playing right now for the Commanders. Joe Burrow not going to play, but that's gearing up, right? Joe Burrow is trying to play for the Cincinnati Bengals. That may be next week. It could be 2 weeks. Listen, I don't think that changes a lot for what we're doing with the Cincinnati Bengals as far as who we're starting, who we're not. They're scoring 40 a game with the other Joe. So I don't think this Joe changes a lot. Samaje Perine for the Bengals. Chris Godwin, Bucky Irving, both still out for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So that means those two, and of course Mike Evans still on IR. Dalton Kincaid for the Buffalo Bills. Also, I don't know if you guys saw this. Mecole Hardman and Gabe Davis, both activated now to the roster for the 53 for the Buffalo Bills today. And a healthy scratch, Keon Coleman. That's right. First round wide receiver, the Buffalo Bills, who they traded with the Kansas City Chiefs to go up to get Keon Coleman. And the Chiefs instead took, I believe it was Xavier Worthy. So solid trade there, I'd say, for the Kansas City Chiefs so far. Keon Coleman looking to be a healthy scratch today in place of Gabe Davis and Mecole Hardman. Yes, it is 2025, and I'm not kidding. We'll continue with injuries here. So Dalton Kincaid out for the Bills. Jackson Dart out for the Giants. Darius Slayton as well out for the G-men. C.J. Stroud not going to play today, still for the Texans, which is a big storyline. Just if you're a C.J. Stroud owner, I know he hasn't been great, but if you're in a 2QB league, there's a chance he doesn't play next week as well. If Davis Mills is just hanging out, you can get him. It's tough in the QB market right now, too, because Jacoby Brissett, he's been lighting it up. Like, that's a guy that's probably not on your waiver wires anymore. So it's kind of tough to find maybe that QB replacement right now. Brenton Strange for the Jacksonville Jaguars has missed a lot of time. Marvin Harrison, man, where do we go with this Marvin Harrison injury? This is one of the bigger ones on this list, honestly. Of course, there are some huge names, but Marvin Harrison has been coming on as of late. Obviously, the aforementioned Jacoby Brissett's been a big part of that. He's been slinging it to our guy MHJ. Michael Wilson, someone that maybe can come in. Greg Dortch, if you're in a deep league. But I think really, honestly, what sucks about this is the guys who are already getting the ball are just going to get it more for the Cardinals. Bam Knight, Trey McBride, those guys are just going to get more usage, in my opinion, with this Marvin Harrison Jr. injury. I don't know if there's a lot of open slots for other wide receivers on this team. What say you, Mustard?
Yeah, I'd say similar to when CeeDee Lamb went down. You know, George Pickens' volume went up, but that was kind of
it.
That was going to be kind of the obvious. Him and Jake Ferguson. Ferguson got a lot of touchdowns, a lot of red zone targets. But besides those two, I still don't think there was people were talking about Turpin's going to get a bigger role in the offense. And it never produced any fantasy results.
Yeah, it never happened. So that is something to keep an eye on. And I don't think they have that George Pickens, to your point. So it's going to be the Trey McBride. It's going to be the Ferguson. It's going to be the Bam Knight. That's what's going to happen. I don't think anyone else will maybe step. I mean, Michael Wilson maybe, but it's tough. Torrey Horton for the Seattle Seahawks. He has come on as a big play guy for Seattle. We'll talk about Rashid Shaheed here this segment. I think that's a guy who you could maybe buy low if you're a trade deadline, or if you're, when we talk about buy lows and sell highs, it's going to be depending on where you're at in your league, the context of your situation, right? Are you 8-2? Are you 4-5, 4-6, whatever it is, fighting for that spot, vying for that playoff contention? It'll depend on what makes sense for you from a buy low, sell high perspective, as Devon Achane runs for about 15 yards there to create a 1st-and-10 as the first quarter coming to an end there, just 12 seconds left and ticking down. So Torrey Horton out for the Seattle Seahawks. I think that leaves, whereas Marvin Harrison Jr.'s injury doesn't really leave open a gap for another wide receiver. Torrey Horton, I know he hasn't been the biggest production or volume guy for Seattle, but Rashid Shaheed is going to step into his slot, as well as Cooper Kupp is going to get more usage. He's just there, right? If you watch Seattle play, his catches are important. They mean something. He's valuable to the offense. But from a fantasy football perspective, from a stats perspective, if you're going on Football Reference and talking about his, you know, Hall of Fame case, his stats, his legacy, hasn't done a lot this year. It hasn't really, it's left a lot to be desired. And that's okay. The bar for Cooper Kupp was astronomically high. We're talking about a Triple Crown winner. We're talking about one of the best wide receivers we ever saw in that one season. Truthfully, he's not that guy, but the Torrey Horton absence could leave open some more room for both Rashid Shaheed and Cooper Kupp, in my opinion. Isaiah Pacheco, Kareem Hunt to play. Breshard Smith, if you're in a deep league, I would give a flyer on if you're desperate, deep league. Breshard Smith's the most talented. I don't think I'm telling a lot of Chiefs fans anything they don't know, which I'm sure a lot of you are. Kansas City Chiefs play today at 3:25. Chiefs pregame starts at noon with our guy Josh Briscoe for the Chiefs radio network. Mitch Holtis, Dana Hughes, all those guys. Isaiah Pacheco leaves open, obviously, the room for Kareem Hunt.
He could easily get a touchdown today. He'll get 10 to 15 carries, could have 50 yards and a touchdown. It's a flex play. Rashard Smith, and again, I'm not telling anyone any new information, I don't think, but he's the most talented, he is the most skilled running back on this Chiefs roster.
Yeah, I would say so, and I think he might slot into that RJ Harvey role earlier in the year where you maybe had to throw him into your lineup a little too early, but there were some weeks where he put up 20, 22 fantasy points just with receptions out of the backfield and a touchdown here and there. So he could sneak in on the goal line sometimes yep. on those touch passes. He could also catch a wheel route out of the backfield. So there are opportunities for him to score your flex spot some nice points.
Yeah, especially as you mentioned, he has gotten a lot of his production running out of the backfield, getting those catches. I'd like to see them start handing them the ball. Hey, he is a running back, but part of the reason that the Chiefs loved Rashard Smith as a prospect so much is he's a converted wide receiver. He played wide receiver for, I think, 3 seasons in college. Like, he's probably had more time running routes than he has really with the ball in his hands as a carrier. So, love the questions we're getting in from the text line as well. 913-586-7965 is the Jay Southland Tow Service text line number. The last 20 minutes of the show dedicated to you, start or sit, all about you guys. We'll continue as we talk about guys on injury. J.K. Dobbins, he's out for the Broncos, and that is massive for what has been a really struggling offense. R.J. Harvey, though, if you've already been trying to play him as a flex spot, obviously that is a slam dunk today. Rashard Bateman, listen, Justice Hill as well for the Ravens, out. Ravens are by low city. They've won 3 in a row. I've been on them. If you listen to Fesco and Dusty, which of course is live Monday through Friday from 6 to 10, I've been telling Bob and Dusty all year, the Ravens are winning this division. You should bet on the Ravens to win this division. The value hasn't really ever been there. They were barely plus money at one point. But the books have always agreed with me. This is the best team in this division, and they've won 3 in a row. The schedule's easing up. They're getting really healthy. They've got the talent. It was never a question of if they have the players to execute. Derrick Henry, Zay Flowers, Mark Andrews, these are buy low guys right now, especially with Bateman and Justice Hill dealing with injuries in LaPorta. I don't know if this was a surprise or not, but he is now on the IR dealing with some back issues. Listen, we're in week 11. That's today. That's 12. That's 13. That's 14. He could, at best case, be back week 15. I assume your playoffs, if your league's normal, are week 15, 16, and 17. So LaPorta, stash him. Hope he comes back. And we could look at the Lions' schedule and see if it makes sense. But obviously, like, you're either dropping him or you're stashing him. And again, it depends on context of where you're at. If you're vying for a playoff spot, if you don't really have that wiggle room, then you may have to drop him, which sucks because that 8-2 team in your league is going to pick him up and stash him for the playoffs. I'd stash him if you could. I really would. I'd stash him if you could. You could go get...
You kind of mentioned it. Sorry to cut you off.
No, but please,
would
please.
You, like, for this instance, you're talking about buy lows... Would you send an offer to that 8-2 team? Be like, hey, I can't stash LaPorta. Yeah. Trade me a Rashid Shaheed.
Exactly.
Trade me any, like you were talking about the Ravens players. Anyone you can snag for that?
Any of the Ravens guys? Yeah, exactly. Or maybe it's a Mark Andrews. Like, hey, you've got two great tight ends. Here's Sam LaPorta. Give me Mark Andrews, who's been in and out, iffy with this offense. Maybe they're not as high as you are after hearing what I'm thinking about the Baltimore Ravens. Or maybe you just go, you know what, Sam LaPorta's hurt. I'm going to stash him. Pick up Brock Wright for the Lions and just hope that he gets you his 6-7 points that he could with the extra usage that he'll get from LaPorta's absence. Dolphins driving now within the 10-yard line, a 7 or 8 yard carry there. As the Dolphins continuing this drive. And that was Gordon, I believe, with an 8-yard carry there for the Miami Dolphins. They are just within 10 yards of scoring the first touchdown of the game as they are in Madrid, Spain, playing the Washington Commanders right now. So let's get over to some buy lows. By the way, Travion Henderson, mustard, it happened, baby. Thursday night football, 3 touchdowns. Woo!
You know, it's so funny because I'm waiting for it. And, I it's my team. I'm enjoying the breakout season.
Yes.
Except I'm going against him this week.
Oh.
So I do. It's like
so funny.
My player did so good.
That's so
but
funny.
The other Patriots fan in my fantasy league picked him up and is starting him.
Damn
so
it.
It's fun. It's You take the real life production over fantasy sometimes.
100%. Like, it's why that Patriots fan in your league probably did draft Travion Henderson, because now it was a double whammy for him. His guy looked awesome. His team won. It's one of the reasons I overpaid in my dynasty league to get Patrick Mahomes. Paid too much for him. He hasn't been great these past few years, but guess what? Every Sunday, I get on my couch. I get to watch my quarterback, who's also my dynasty quarterback, and I like that. Buy lows right now if your trade deadline hasn't happened yet. A.J. Brown. As bad as it's been, he's A.J. Brown. We'll talk about this offense. They lead the league as far as three-and-out percentage. 41% of the time, they have a three-and-out. 41%. Their third-down conversion rate, about a quarter. It's really, really tough right now for this offense, but if you can get him for a flex guy, for a consistent flex player, there's a good chance they figure this out. I wouldn't say there's a good chance. There is a chance that they figure this out. And then he's A.J. Brown, and he's 17 to 22 points a game. They're throwing it around. They're becoming more creative, less boring. We'll see. I mentioned the Ravens, Derrick Henry and Zay Flowers. Listen, guys, Jets next week, Bengals twice. Their fantasy football playoff schedule looks awesome. You want to get Zay Flowers and Derrick Henry. They are going to keep winning. They're going to win the division. They're going to make the playoffs. That offense is getting back to what it's looked like in the past, and the defense is healthier now. This is closer to the Ravens team that we thought it would look like before the season began. Rashid Shaheed, listen, they're already using him. If you haven't watched him on the Seahawks yet, it's been one game. They're using him in a lot of different ways. It's creative. It's jet sweeps. He's on the field more. They are using his speed as an eye candy, which we saw a little bit on the Saints last year with Kellen Moore, a little bit, but or maybe 2 years ago or whenever it was. But I'm excited to see Rashid Shaheed on the Seattle Seahawks again with a guy like Sam Darnold, who, even though the Seattle Seahawks lead the league in run rate, they don't run the ball well. They like to throw it around the yard, and that's going to be Rashid Shaheed and Sam Darnold. Amari and Hampton, guys who are hurt, especially rookies, people forget about them. People are like, wait, why do I want this guy? Why did I like him? Why did I draft him? What actually happened? Especially when their offense is still doing okay and they found other guys who can provide production. And that's happened in the Chargers offense. Not as good of a schedule is the only reason that I'm a little bit hesitant to maybe go after Amari and Hampton. Chiefs, Eagles, Texans, and Broncos are the defenses right now for the Chargers. Those are four of them at least. That's tough. Montgomery is a possible buy low. And then Breece Hall is a sell high. It's over for Breece Hall. After all the trades, the schedule for the Jets, I do not like what's going to be happening for Breece Hall right now. It was a bad showing this last Thursday against the New England Patriots. Everyone knows where the ball's going. It's not fair right now for Breece Hall. It sucks.
Yeah, and you got to take that game with a grain of salt, because Patriots have allowed one rusher over 50 yards, and it was 53 to Sean Tucker. So not even your prominent running back has gotten that many yards against them. They held Bijan Robinson. So somebody may see that light and still pay a decent price for Breece Hall, but I wouldn't go selling him too low.
Okay. Fair enough there for Mustard. Yeah, so Breece Hall, another guy you could at least consider, and maybe you're on the other end. Maybe you're saying you're zagging, and you're saying, you know what, that was a bad game, and someone's going to now want to sell, and I'll buy low. Maybe you're zagging on that. But for me, I just think it's going to be too obvious for this Jets offense. Justin Fields is horrendous. If they start to get Tyrod Taylor in there, I say Justin Fields is horrendous. He is as a starting quarterback. He'd be a really fun, like, Taysom Hill gadget guy on another team. Like, I think there is a place for him in the National Football League. Let me be clear. But as far as it's concerned right now in fantasy, woo, it's rough.
And just a quick note for Breece Hall, if you're trying to make a playoff push, it may interest you a little bit more. They have the Ravens, Falcons, and Dolphins as their next three matchups leading in. All good fantasy matchups.
Well, yes and no. I would argue that a little bit. Dolphins, yes, but both the Ravens and the Falcons are, like, the Falcons have a pretty solid defense. That's their bright spot of their team. They don't have the best run defense. They have a better pass defense, so I'll give you that. But, I mean, the Ravens, to me, it's hard for me to look at data with the Ravens this season because they're just not the same team right now.
Yeah, I mean, they're trending up. So it's a little here and there, but if you want to take your shot, that may be a player to look for.
There you go. So you could kind of play each side with Breece Hall, and you could come up with your argument. That is an interesting and kind of polarizing player right now in fantasy football, as it's been both in fantasy and just in NFL talks all year. We've been talking about Breece Hall. Max Matchups is coming up next. Make sure you text into the text line because the last 20 minutes of the show, it is all about you, 913-586-7965, to be a part of the show the last 20 minutes. Send in all of your questions. We're already getting some really, really good ones from you guys. Make sure you stay locked in. We're live on Fantasy Football Sunday right here on 96.5 The Fan. It's your home for Kansas City Chiefs.
It's time for Max Matchups.
You know, I haven't swiped right on 500 men.
This is Fantasy Football Sunday with Mac Morey on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Fantasy Football Sunday live with you for the next 40 minutes right here on 96.5 The Fantasy. It is your home for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. Make sure you are staying locked into the show wherever you can. We're on the Odyssey app. We're on your radio dial, 96.5 The Fan. And then we're live. You can see us. You can watch us on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, at TheFan965. You can see us right now. And, of course, you can text in and talk to us, too. 913-586-7965 is the number to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965 from the 913. Damn, that hair is clean, my macadamia nut. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. If you want to see what he's talking about, or she, want to see what how right they are, how correct they are in that notion, The Fan, 965, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, please come subscribe, come watch us, listen to us, however you can get us. We're live. We're here. Jay Binkley live until noon, and then Josh Briscoe for the Chiefs pregame show live until 325, where Mitch Holtis, Dana Hughes, and Josh Klingler take over for the game against the Donkeys today at Mile High Stadium. This is a massive, massive, massive game, and we'll get to it and what it means as far as fantasy football is concerned. Right here on Max Matchups, let's get it started, Mustard. Bengals at Steelers. Man, these games, I say this every year with the AFC North. You never know what's going to happen. This could be a 7-6 game. This could be a 35-32 game. It could be a blowout, but more than likely, this is a game that's going to come down to the wire. There's going to be two bobbled interceptions. There's going to be a toe tap that you don't know how it happened. There's so many crazy things that happen in these AFC North games, but this is one where I think it's more of the 35-32 side. I think there are points in this game. I think this is a matchup that you want to be a part of when it comes to fantasy football. No Burrow yet, but that doesn't change much for the offense as far as the Bengals are concerned. They're still scoring so much. I'm playing everyone in this matchup for both teams. I really am. There's no zags here for me. I want to be a part of this matchup if I can. Pittsburgh allows the most passing yards per game in the league. Cincinnati's third. Points, people. Like there are points here. There are yards. There are catches. There's a lot of production to be had and to be a part of. So Bengals Steelers is one that is a game that I'm going to be a part of. Mustard, is my computer on and a little lower? Sweet, thank you. Chargers at Jaguars. Chargers, 26th in yards per rush allowed. That's 4.9 yards allowed. Travis Etienne averages just about that 4.8, 4.9 yards a carry. He should be able to expose that from the Chargers. Also with the Jacksonville Jaguars, Parker Washington at this point is a start. He just is. It's been like 3 weeks, and he's been good in three straight weeks. 26 targets in the last three games. I think it's 17 or 18 catches. And he's played almost 90% of the snaps in all three of those games. So Parker Washington has really elevated himself in the absence of Travis Hunter and in the weird ups and downs, topsy-turvy year it's been for Brian Thomas Jr. Aronda Gadsden, I know last week, was a no-show and it was weird for Aronda Gadsden, but he's a must-play. The Jags allow the second most catches per game for tight ends in the league at 9.5. So I don't know. Go see on your sports book and see if Gadsden over 5.5 or something catches. Maybe that's a play. I bet you could get that at a solid plus money. So Aronda Gadsden, a guy to look at as well in that Chargers-Jags matchup. As far as everything else is concerned, I mean, Quentin Johnston is a maybe, but I'm steering clear right now. And then, yeah, you're playing Keenan Allen probably in your flex. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Buffalo Bills. I feel like this is a Josh Allen and Buffalo Bills get their mojo back game. The Tampa Bay defense is nothing to snuff at, right? There's not much to snuff at, rather, that they just don't have a lot that gets you excited. Below average, really, at best. can't stop the pass. They're not great against the run. Baker could have a tough time today, too, as far as the other side's concerned, because the Bills' defense 2 weeks ago against the Chiefs showed a lot. I know what happened last week against the Dolphins, but they played their Super Bowl, and they came back down to earth, and now they have to figure it out again. They've got to retool a couple of things. That's a solid Buffalo Bills team at home against an injured Bucs offense. Baker Mayfield's going to throw an interception today. I like the Bills. I like playing Khalil Shakir, James Cook, all your normal guys. Kincaid is a no-go, so Dawson Knox is a play today, in my opinion, as well. And then for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, no surprises here, right? Baker, it depends on your quarterback situation. Text in 913-586-7965. I'll answer your Baker Mayfield questions. He's one that I'm a little bit hesitant on. I've got some question marks. Igbuka's a must play. Bears at Vikings. Huge game for both teams here. Huge, huge game. The NFC North is like, whoa. What is going to happen? Who's going to win this division? You've got lots of 6-3 teams going on over there. Caleb Williams, I'm questionable on as well as far as whether you start him or not. Brian Flores has tended to get the best of him. He pressures, he gets to him. The devils to that would be Viking offense has struggled mightily. And the offensive line for the Bears has been good. So when you talk about Brian Flores wanting to blitz, the Bears may be able to actually pick that up and take care of it, giving Caleb Williams some more time. So now the more I talk about it, I kind of lean a Caleb Williams play. I could be convinced in that way. Aaron Jones, we talked about him a little bit earlier. He is a buy low. Someone that people are now going off of with this Jordan Mason thing, Justin Jefferson. The Vikings offense has been super weird. No one really knows how to judge them. I like Aaron Jones as a buy low. The Vikings don't have a quarterback, guys. Aaron Jones is going to be used more and more and more. And I think Kevin O'Connell knows that he has to do that right now. He has to rely on Aaron Jones. Texans at Titans. Listen, let's keep this short and sweet. Play a Texan if you got him. I don't care that CJ Stroud isn't playing. This Titans team is pitiful. This Texans defense is awesome. Cam Ward will throw a pick. There may be a fumble. There will be multiple drops. There will be three and outs. There will be punts galore for the two-tone blue as the Houston Texans glide their way into a rout, a clinic. Let's call this one 31-10. Play a Texan if you got him. Panthers at Falcons. I love the Falcons today. This is one of my big plays. I'm zagging on this. I know the Atlanta Falcons. What was it, 30-0? I think they lost to the Carolina Panthers the last time they played. 30-0. I don't think they crossed the 40-yard line. Their 40-yard line. They definitely didn't get to midfield, but I believe it was the 40-yard line they did not cross. It was interceptions on their side of the field. It was all of these just mishaps, these mistakes, these a couple of unlucky plays, but it was from kickoff to zeros on the clock. It was not the Atlanta Falcons' day. They're 3-6. They're playing a 5-4 Carolina Panthers team. It's a division rival. This is at Atlanta. This is a must-win game if they want any semblance of a chance. But frankly, it's a must-win game if they want a semblance of their dignity. They're at home against the division rival. Win this damn game, and I think they get revenge after losing 30-0. I think they score maybe 30 points today in what is a solid game. Chuba Hubbard, Rico Dowdle, those guys, you can hash it out the way you want. And figure out who you're going to play as far as Panthers are concerned. Tet McMillan, maybe a guy you try and find a replacement against this Falcons pass defense against. Packers, Giants, I don't got a lot for you. Let's get to the 3 o'clock slate because wowza. This is awesome. This is a 2-TV day. No doubt it is every Sunday for me, but this is a 2-TV day at the 3 o'clock because at 3:05, you've got nationally what I think a lot of people nationally would say is a better game than Chiefs-Broncos. Seahawks at Rams is awesome. I talked about the NFC North. It's kind of a three-team race by record, at least. Maybe not by actual stature and talent of team. But in the NFC West, baby, let me tell you, it's a two-team race. These two teams are fighting. They are battling. It is a war, and I don't know who's going to win it, but we'll see. There's must-starts here. We know JSN. We know Puka. Let's not waste our oxygen there. The Seahawks, they've run the ball more than anyone in the league. Their run rate, it's close to 60% of the time they run the ball, but it is not successful. But they do it to set up their play-action pass game. I think Rashid Shaheed is a recipient of that today. I like Rashid Shaheed as the play. Cup, big question mark in my opinion. averaging 6 points per game. I don't know what to do with that. And where are you at with the running backs here for the Seahawks?
I traded away Charbonnet. I was holding him for a long time. This is the first year I've held him as a backup. As like a handcuff running back. I've seen him be useful in other years.
Yeah.
And it just, it wasn't for me. I got rid of him. It's so up in the air of what you're going to get from these running backs. It's like, I bench him 1 week and he gives me 20. Put him in the next, he gets 4. And then it just, it's so touchdown dependent.
Yep.
And you think, okay, well, now the meme's going around. Kenneth Walker's getting all of his touchdowns stolen. So maybe I feel comfortable starting Charbonnet. And then Kenneth Walker gets the touchdown.
Exactly.
And it's like, it's going back and forth between the two. I don't feel comfortable with any of them. I will say with the Cooper Kupp situation, it could be a revenge game. I know he was treated very well with the Rams, but it could be one where they try to get him more involved, especially with the other injuries they have.
The kind of devil's advocate to that would be, it could be, yes, the motivation's there, but is Sean McVay saying, I know every trick you got, buddy, and I'm not letting you do that to me. You're one of my best friends, and I'm not letting you get the best of me today. It could be one of those as well. So I could see either side of that. But I do like that, right? If you're a Cooper Kupp owner and you're needing someone and to play that, you know, let, he's playing his former team. Come on, division game.
I would say it almost not, I wouldn't say a guaranteed double-digit targets, but it's probably going to be his season high of targets, which I'm not sure what that is. I think it's only been like six.
Seven? Yeah, let me see.
So. But I would say they try and get him involved early and often, which if you're looking for a flex play or you're scrounging for options.
He's had 9 targets twice.
He has had 9.
Twice.
Okay. You know, I'll go out on a limb and say he probably gets 10 targets this week.
Okay. He did not play week 9. So let's just say the last 3 weeks, not counting week 9. So he has had the last 3 weeks, 6 targets, 5 catches, and, you know, 140 yards and a touchdown. It's been fine. Been fine. He's a flex play. It's 11 points. This is half PPR. 11 points, 1.7, 8.4. He's a flex play. I don't hate your take, though. I actually kind of like that. Maybe most targets he gets in a game. We'll see. Some of it still does scare me as to what I said, though. Like, Sean McVay is on the other side, and he knows Cooper Kupp better than anyone, and he does not want to see his guy, his bestie, do it like that to him. So let's keep going here. 49ers at Cardinals. I'm playing Brissett this week. Like, I have him, like, personally, I am playing him. I have him starting in a lineup for me. I think he's good. I think he's a good fantasy option. He slings it. It's 2025, and I'm talking about Jacoby Brissett being good. But that's just the way this works. It's the NFL. Ravens at Browns. This was a clinic last time early on in the season. I think it is again. I think they destroy Dylan Gabriel. Or let's see if maybe this is the – we see Sanders actually play today. Who knows? Who knows when that's actually going to happen, if that's ever going to happen. The Ravens, I think, route today. And then, of course – we know what we want to talk about. We know the real matchup. The Kansas City Chiefs, they at 325 over in Colorado at Mile High Stadium, take on the Denver Donkeys today. And we all hate these guys. These guys suck, right? Whether it was John Elway, whether it was Peyton Manning ripping your heart out. Listen, we hate these guys, and the Chiefs are going to get that win today for multiple reasons. The Denver Broncos lead the league in punts. They lead the league in punts while still actually being in the middle of the pack in multiple other offensive categories. It's impressive how bad they are offensively, but that defense has kept some of their offensive statistics, such as points and things, alive. They get turnovers. They get better field position. They're not going to today because the Chiefs' offense isn't going to make those mistakes. I like Rashee Rice. I like Travis Kelce. I like Kareem Hunt. We talked about Breshard Smith being a play in deep flex leagues. Hollywood Brown. There, you could make a case for a lot of these Chiefs players today. There's no Pat Surtain, the best defensive player for the Denver Broncos, one of the best defensive players in all of the National Football League, is not suiting up today. Flip side, for the Broncos offense, J.K. Dobbins. Fesco and Dusty over, you can listen to us, 6 to 10, Monday through Friday. We had Zach Bye, who's over there on 104.3, The Fan. Let me see if I can find this clip, actually, on the fly, because I just think this is so telling. And this is what Zach Bye says about the Broncos offense and about what they're good at, about what they rely on. This is what Zach Bye says about that.
The Denver Broncos offense is good at one thing, but only that one thing with one guy, and it's J.K.
It's J.K. Dobbins. That's their one thing they're good at, and he's not there today. Spagnuolo, Chris Jones, McDuffie, looking at you. Let's go. Let's go. Bo Nix is going to throw a turnover today. He's going to throw an interception today. I've got money on that personally, and I also truthfully believe that he's thrown multiple of them this season, and I hope it's McDuffie who gets it. But I think Bo Nix is a guy that you really have to consider if you're going to play him today or not. I think they're going to be looking at his legs. I think they're going to be ready for that. I think RJ Harvey's a slam dunk. I think Cortland Sutton is a flex play, obviously. Other than that, I'm steering clear of this offense, and frankly, I might be steering clear of Bo Nix. He's thrown an interception in 3 straight games. He's thrown 4 interceptions in the last 3 games. I think that streak stays alive today. He had 5 points last week, obviously, in a Thursday night game against Las Vegas. They've had the mini bye. I know the rushing game for him is what has kept him alive. 2 rushing touchdowns in the last 2 games. He's got, 2 weeks ago. So he's got 2, 3, he's only got 3 rushing touchdowns in the league on the year. His most rushing yards in a game is 48 against the Giants. So it's not even like his legs have kept him alive that much. I'm steering clear of Bo Nix. I think Spagnuolo is going to be having him running for his life today. We're finally going to see that pass rush get home, and it's not going to be with 4. It's never going to be with 4 with this KC Chiefs team. It's just not. They don't have the talent. But they'll get there with blitzes. Sunday Night Football, Lions at Eagles. A.J. Brown, he is a buy low. We talked about it earlier. Listen, I know it has been atrocious for this Eagles offense, but if you can get A.J. Brown for a flex guy, there's just too much. And if you've got a great record and you can kind of afford it, you should take that chance. You should take that opportunity. If A.J. Brown turns into 80% of what we know 11 is, then damn, dude, wake up, man. You're going to be having some wins. 41% of the Eagles' drives are 3 and outs. I like this fantasy day for the Lions as well, so don't think too tough about that. And then Cowboys at Raiders, play every Cowboy you got for Monday Night Football. And that is it for Max Matchups, which leads us right into your part of the show. It's all about you guys now. Start or sit, 913-586-7965 is the number to text in. The J Southland Tow Service text line phone number, 913-586-7965. The next 20 minutes, all dedicated to you. And we're already getting some awesome, awesome questions in. I love what we're getting right there from the 816. Shakir or Worthy? I'm going with Shakir today, and we can talk about why on the other side of the break. You listen to Fantasy Football Sunday live for the next 20 minutes. We're live right here on 96.5 The Fan. It's your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Start or sit.
We saved the best for last year on Fantasy Football Sundays, which is live every Sunday from 9 to 10 with Jake Mustard and myself, Mac Morey. You can listen to us on your radio dial on the Odyssey app, or you can find us, watch us live on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. Yeah, that's it. On The Fan, 965. Watch us there. We're live for the next 15 minutes answering all of your questions on the text line. 913-586-7965 is the number to text into the J Southland Tow Service text line number. Got a game going on right now. Commanders did miss a field goal attempt a few minutes ago. It is now still 3-6. They did get the ball back. 3rd and 1 right now over there in Madrid. The first ever game in Madrid, Spain. Right now, the Commanders 3rd and 1 on the Dolphins 24-yard line. A 9-play 58-yard drive right now for the Washington Commanders, as there is just a minute and change left in that first half over there in Madrid as they get that first down and now are officially in the red zone. Let's start answering your questions. 913-586-7965. Let's go. Jacoby Brissett or Aaron Rodgers? I like both these guys. Love both these options. I'm starting Aaron Rodgers today. I think that's going to be a big, big, big fantasy matchup today. Steelers at Bengals. Quentin Johnston or Amari DiMercato? I like Amari DiMercato today. I think that's just a safer option. Do you trust Michael Wilson in Arizona? Do I trust him? I wouldn't go as far as to say, do I trust him? But do I like the idea of Michael Wilson today with the matchup, with no Marv Harrison Jr. and the way Jacoby Brissett's playing? Yes, I think it is a safe, I think it is a reasonable flex option. Do I take a chance and play Drake London, or do I play it safe and play A.J. Brown or Romeo Doubs? Do I play it safe and play A.J. Brown? That's weird.
Well, I was wondering, is there a question with London or is it matchup?
I mean, are you saying is there a question with his health?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean the question with his health is real. If London's playing, I'm playing him. And he's suiting up today. London is the toughest son of a gun maybe in the league, dude. This guy is a man. I love Drake London. He's one of the most underrated players in the league. And I think this is a big revenge game for the Falcons. I love Atlanta today. I do. I know. I love the 3-6 Falcons today. I think they beat the crap out of the Panthers. And maybe it's not they beat the crap up. I think their offense scores a lot of points today and they win. I don't know if it's 30-0 like they lost to the Panthers, but maybe it's 30-24. Like, I think there could be points in this game. I think there are definitely points for the Falcons. I'd play Drake London. And I think that's actually safer than AJ Brown or Romeo Dobbs texture. 10-team PPR league. I need 3 out of 4. Javonte Williams, Cook, Egbuka, or Jalen Warren. Jalen Warren's another guy that I've read up and I've listened to some guys say that he's a buy low. Where are you at with that? I'm not in on that.
Someone tried to sell me on Jalen Warren.
Okay.
What was that? 4 weeks ago. And I was like, I was hesitant. I don't see him in a Rodgers led offense. Also, the other thing is we're in half PPR. If it's full PPR, it's a little bit more of a sell for me because of how many dump off passes Rodgers has been throwing. But in this situation, you're never starting Warren over Javonte. I wouldn't start him over James Cook, and I wouldn't start him over Egbuka unless Mike Evans comes back, which guess what? He's not. And Godwin's out again today.
Exactly.
So you're having Egbuka, who's a first round talent, going up against a seventh round talent in Tez Johnson for targets, which Tez Johnson has been great, but he still has those metrics of a seventh round receiver. So Egbuka's going to get more work. So I wouldn't start Warren over any of those guys unless there's injury concern.
Agreed. And I think you dissected it correctly in saying Javonte, Cook, boom, those are smash starts. And then it comes down to Egbuka, the matchup in the context of whether those guys are healthy. They aren't. The matchup isn't necessarily the best, but it's also not that bad. He's going to get the targets. He's going to get the usage. He's going to be on the field. Yeah, I think that's right. Williams, Cook, Egbuka, sit Warren. Shakir or Worthy? Listen, I teased it and we'll pay it off. I like Shakir today. I think he's going to get more catches. I don't know if you're PPR or even if you're half PPR. I think it's going to matter. I just think he's going to get more targets. We could have a conversation. Maybe it's not the place on a fantasy football show, but I've been a little... There's some stuff to be desired right now with Xavier Worthy. I don't think he's been bad or a bust or he sucks or anything like that. I had a lot of high hopes for him, and right now I haven't seen necessarily all of it come to fruition. I like Khalil Shakir to be maybe that go-to guy for Josh Allen today in a bounce-back game. Baker or Goff? I'd go Goff. DeMarcado or Chubb? DeMarcado. Flex, DJ Moore, Hollywood, or Parker Washington? Yuck. From the text line. Hey,
I didn't put that yuck in there. The texter did himself.
I love that. Hey, texter, you said it, not me. This is a little yuck. Parker Washington. I think you have to do it. I think you have to play Parker Washington.
I was going to ask, is this texter in an ESPN league where you're getting points for that touchdown return?
Because
there's always, if you're in an ESPN league, it is nice to have a punt returner or kickoff returner as a viable flex option.
DJ Moore is Mount Rushmore this year for most frustrating players in fantasy football. So you're not playing him. Hollywood Brown is purely you're hoping for a touchdown. He's not getting more than 4 catches. He's not getting more than what? He maybe gets 1 long ball, so you're maybe hoping for a long ball, a touchdown. Like, it's just you're hoping for things. Parker Washington, I could look it up. I mean, I have the number up here. Let me see. Just so I can get this to you, texter, because you want to hear this stat on Parker Washington. Where is it? Here we go. 26 targets in the last 3 games. He's on the field 90% of the snaps in all 3 of the games. He's on the field. He's getting used. You want Parker Washington over those guys for sure. 1 QB, Jordan Love or Caleb Williams? Give me a second. Think about the matchup. Jordan Love. But I like Caleb Williams today. Jordan Love. Gadsden or Pitts? Gadsden. Gadsden for sure. This is a big day for the Chargers. The Jaguars allow the most receptions a game to tight ends, 9.5. I like Gadsden a lot. Down bad at wide receiver this week. Full PPR, start 1. Olamidea Sakias, Greg Dortch, Calvin Austin. Full PPR, start 1. Sakias, Dortch, Calvin Austin. Calvin Austin today. I don't like any of these. I mean, you're right. You are down bad at receiver. But this is a great fantasy matchup. Steelers-Bengals. I think Calvin Austin has a touchdown today.
Yeah, and I think Rodgers trusts Calvin Austin more than any of the other quarterbacks are going to look at those receivers.
Yep. 100%. Yeah, you're right. Like, if you're talking about, okay, who has the most targets, it's going to be Calvin Austin today. It just is. And that's been since week one. Rodgers has trusted Calvin Austin. Rodgers or Stafford for today? I think you got to go Rodgers in that matchup. Stafford's playing one of, if not the best defense in football in a big division rival. I think both these teams are going to call each other's bluffs. These are 13 personnel, 12 personnel teams that look like they're going to run the ball and then they launch it. I think both teams are going to call each other's bluff. I think it actually could be a low-scoring game today for LA and Seattle. So there you go. J.J. McCarthy or Dak Prescott? Dak Prescott. Tyquan over Hollywood today? I mean, if you're feeling frisky, if you have to play one of those two, do you have to play one of those two? Frankly, though, no. Probably Hollywood. Just a few more minutes. 913-586-7965 to get all of your questions in to the Fantasy Football Sunday Show with Jacob Mustard and myself, Mac Morey. 913-586-7965 is the number. 913-586-7965. Just a few more minutes to get those questions in. Jordan Addison, Rashid Shaheed, Troy Franklin as wide receiver two. Pearsall is my wide receiver one. Yikes again. We talked about Rashid Shaheed. I like him as a buy low. I love what Seattle's doing with him. They're using him in different ways. He's certainly not a wide receiver two, but he's a flex. I'd go Jordan Addison still today. Even though the quarterback thing is so frustrating, I don't know who's throwing him the ball. I know who is. I just don't like him. I think you still got to go with Addison because it's similar to our last question, right? The usage. He's going to be on the field. There's a good chance he gets more targets than both those guys. Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Nico Collins, Rashid Shaheed need 2 out of 3. Okay, so, hey, here's a rule. Here's a rule, Mustard, for the rest of the season. For the rest of the season, Mustard, I don't want to see a text ask me if they play Jaxon Smith-Njigba. That is against the rules now, 913. Absolutely. Every time. What are you doing?
Well, do you see the last part of that text, too? It is a non-PPR. I know it doesn't change your thoughts on JSN. I don't want to hear anything about JSN either. Yeah, he's the wide receiver one on the season.
He's 35% target rate.
But it does bring up the Nico versus Shaheed with their
fine.
Offense.
That's fine. But to my point, that's the question. It is Nico or Rashid. If I told you 913 to sit Jaxon Smith-Njigba and you did it, get out of here. That's ridiculous. I should not have that much power over you. Come on. With that said, Nico Collins, because they're playing the Titans today. Nico Collins, Breshard Smith, or Arizona running back. Arizona running back. I don't. Are you talking about DeMarcado? I assume. Mahomes or Stafford? Mahomes. Mahomes having an MVP performance today, and Stafford is. And Stafford's playing one of, if not the best defense in football. He is. And yet, you could say, well, the Chiefs are playing one of, if not the best defense in football. You're right. At Mile High Stadium, you're right. Guess who's not playing today? Former defensive player of the year and best defensive player maybe in all of the game. Most important for the Broncos, for sure. That's Patrick Surtain. Just a couple minutes left. Gaston or Bowers?
Gaston.
Yes, thank you. Sorry. Bowers. You still have to play Bowers. Kamani Vidal, Woody Marks, or CeeDee Lamb? I'm going to go Vidal and Marks. I'll go Marks and CeeDee Lamb. Go Marks and CeeDee Lamb, but that's a tough one. That's a tough three. McConkey or DK? DK, Woody Marks, Vidal, and Kelsey. Let's go Woody Marks and Kelsey. DJ Moore or Troy Franklin? Let's go Troy Franklin. What a wonderful show it was, guys. Every Sunday, we love doing it with you. We're live 9 to 10. 10 to noon is Jay Binkley. Noon until the game, it's Josh Briscoe and that Chiefs pregame show with Mitch Holtis, Dana Hughes, Josh Klingler. Make sure you find me on Twitter, Mac, M-A-C, like the burger, JMorey25. You can find me, ask any of your start or sit questions at MacJMorey25. I will answer. We enjoy you guys so much. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for staying locked in. Chiefs today, live, 325. They're going to beat the hell out of some Denver donkeys. All right, let's go. Jay Beakley up next. Thank you so much, guys. You're tuning in to 96.5 The Fan. It's your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.